This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. All praises to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. Allah azza wa jalla commands us in the Quran, where He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam. And Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah azza wa jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, and created from that soul its mate, and produced from them many men and women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. And fear Allah whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah and speak the truth. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will forgive for you your sins, and He will correct you for you your deeds. وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then he is indeed one. Today, for a short period of time, inshallah, in the brief khutbah that we'll have, I wanted to speak about who or what the best thing about me is. And you don't have to know me to know what the best thing about me is, and I don't need to know you to know what the best thing about you is. And I've been explaining all my life what the best thing about me is. When I was a kid in kindergarten, I would have to explain to people why I wasn't able to share my tuna sandwich for their salami. I wasn't able to exchange it, or for their ham sandwich. And I would have to say that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't allow it. I can't eat it. And then when I got to middle school, I had to explain again why I wasn't able to get a girlfriend when everyone in 7th grade all of a sudden discovered girls and was getting a girlfriend. And I had to say that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't allow it. And when I got to high school and everyone discovered alcohol, it was the same thing. And when I got to college, there was a lot more to be discovered. And the answer was still the same. But the questions were similar as well, which was, why does your God care whether you drink water, you drink alcohol? Why does your God care whether you dress up as a goblin on October 31st or not? What does your God care with regards to whether you have a friend of the opposite gender that you're intimate with? What's the big deal? So today I wanted to remind myself, as well as everybody listening, who it is that we worship. Because who I worship is the best thing about me. There is nothing that is better about me than the fact that I can say about myself that I ascribe to be abdillillah. And so, what do we believe about Allah? The first thing, the first verse that we learned as children is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. The Rabb of Al-Alameen. What is Rabb? Rabb, when you look up classical Arabic lexicons, they say, like Ibn Mandur, he says, الرب يطلق في اللغة على الملك والسيد والمدبر والمربي والقيم والمنعم. That the Rabb in the Arabic language revolves around a number of meanings. The first is Al-Malik, he is the owner. And the second is Al-Malik والسيد, and the owner. The second, he is the owner or the master. والمدبر, the one who plans, and the one who مربي, the one who develops, and the one who nourishes. And القيم, the one who maintains. والمنعم, the one who disposes of blessings, the one who gives. So we believe as Muslims that the first aspect when you're talking about Allah Azza wa Jalla is that He is the Lord of everything, He is the caretaker of everything, He is the creator of everything, He is the owner of everything, and He is complete in all of those things. He is perfect in all of those things. He owns, but his ownership is perfect. He is the master, and he is perfect in that. He gives and he provides, and he is perfect in all of that. When you think about how many people live in this campus or in this town, every single morning, thousands of people wake up and they have problems and they have issues and they have concerns. Everyone has issues. And Allah Azza wa Jalla provides for every single one of them every single morning. Every single moment of our lives, Allah is providing for us. The breaths that we take, we would not be able to take them without Allah. The things that we think about and the millions of things that we don't think about, Allah Azza wa Jalla is providing for all of us. Then when you multiply that by the number of people who actually are on this earth, and then you multiply that by the worm that's traveling in the mud, and the bird that's in the sky, and the fish that are in the deepest recesses of the ocean, Allah says that there's not a dabba on this earth, illa ala Allahi rizquha, except that Allah Azza wa Jalla provides for all of it. Allah provides for everything perfectly. And the second attribute, quickly, with regards to Allah, what we believe, is that He is perfect in His knowledge. He doesn't forget. He is never unaware. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He is never afflicted by slumber or sleep. He is absolutely perfect in His knowledge. Allah gives an example in the Quran, and He says, وعنده مفاتح الغيب. To Him belong the keys to the unseen. لا يعلمها إلا هو. No one knows it except for Him. ويعلم ما في البر والبحر. And He knows what is in the land, and He knows what is in the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. And there is not a leaf that falls, except that He knows it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا عَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Not a grain of sand moves in the darkest, remote places of this earth, in the darknesses of the earth. Allah says, وَلَا عَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. All of this is in a clear book that is recorded. If you were to try to count the leaves that fall, or try to count the snowflakes that fall during the winter time, we know that you can't do that. Not only that, what's very interesting is that we learned that every snowflake is a unique design. Who is the one who created all of these things? And how powerful, how knowledgeable is the one who knows every single snowflake, who knows every single leaf when it moves, who knows every single grain of sand when it moves anywhere on this earth. Not only that, but the scholars, they say about Allah something that's really mind-boggling. They say about Him, يَعْلَمُ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ وَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ. That Allah Azza wa Jalla knows everything that has happened in the past. He knows all of that. He knows everything that will happen in the future. And He knows everything that didn't happen, if it happened, how it would happen. So you think about the combinations or the permutations of all of these things. In a single day, we make thousands of choices as human beings. Thousands of choices. The least of them are the words that we choose during the day. Every single word that you choose is a choice. And there is a vast amount of options when you choose anything, right? And so when you look at all of the choices that you make in a single particular day, Allah, the scholars say about Allah, that if you had changed and altered any one of those choices, He knows how it would have affected the rest of your life. But not only that, but you are the result of many choices as well. You are the result of the choice of your father to marry your mother, as opposed to marrying someone else. You are the result of grandparents who decided to move to a particular city or move to a particular town. These are all choices that Allah Azza wa Jalla knows how your life would have played out if any one of those choices have changed. What if you weren't born into the family that you were born into? What if you weren't the race that you are? What if you didn't speak the languages that you spoke? What if you didn't choose the university that you went to or the major that you chose? Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. What if you weren't the gender that you are? What if you were born 100 years prior or 100 years after? Allah knows how your life would have played out in all of these circumstances. We believe about Allah, His knowledge is perfect. His knowledge is absolutely perfect. And so when we're talking about destiny and predestination as a topic in Islam, which is one of the pillars of our faith, it comes from the understanding that Allah's knowledge is perfect. He knows what is in the past, and He knows what is in the future. The third thing that I want to mention with regards to Allah is that He is forgiving and He loves to forgive. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah says, the next attribute, He says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The one who is filled with mercy and the one who is consistent in His mercy. He loves to forgive. A lot of times when people who are not Muslims, they look at how the Muslim world, their viewpoint of their God, and they imagine a strict God. They imagine someone who tells them to dress in a particular way and commands the do's and don'ts of their life, even in the most minutiae of affairs. They look at someone who commands them and demands from them worship and obedience. You say, you don't know Allah. He continues to give us. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَا أَحَدْ أَصْبَرْ عَلَىٰ أَذًا سَمِعَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا أَحَدْ أَصْبَرْ عَلَىٰ أَذًا سَمِعَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. There is no one that is more patient with harm that he has heard than Allah. يَدَّعُونَ لَهُ الْوَلَدْ ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ. They ascribe to Allah a son, and He continues to give them health, and He continues to give them wealth. There is no one who is more patient with harm than Allah. I give you an example. Because the Prophet said, people show him evil. They thank other than him. He gives them blessings and they thank other than him. He removes from them anxiety and fear and they worship other than him. The Prophet ﷺ said, human beings consistently show Allah evil from themselves and Allah continues to send them goodness in himself. There was a man who was in an article in a newspaper. This man, he was his wife, he loved his wife dearly, and she was in need of a kidney. She had kidney failure. And so their kidneys matched, and he opted to give her one of his kidneys. The surgery was successful, and she got better. Over time, she got back to normal, and years passed after that, and their relationship changed, and she cheated on him. So what made this newsworthy wasn't the fact that she cheated on her husband, but what made it newsworthy was the fact that he took her to court demanding to have his kidney back. And he could not comprehend how, after he had showed her such goodness from himself, that he had showed her such sacrifice, that she would turn to him with such ingratitude. Do you know what ingratitude is in Arabic? Kufr. So when you think about this type of a scenario, and it's laughable, but really, how many of us do this with Allah? He gave us bodies, He made us strong, He made us beautiful. So He used these bodies to transgress the limits of Allah. He gave us wealth. He gave us a lot of wealth. I don't care how much money you make. If you're living in the United States of America, then you are more wealthy, and you are living by and large in a state of opulence compared to the rest of the world. He gave you this money. So what do you do with it? He told you, here, these are many ways that you can spend on yourself, spend on your family, spend on yourself. No problem. But these are certain avenues. Do not spend your money in this way. And then we go and we spend that money. And then when we have a problem, we get sick, we have an issue in our family, all of a sudden we're raising our hands and we're saying, why isn't God answering our prayers? We say, Allah Azza wa Jalla, even with all of that, Allah is forgiving and He loves to forgive. He extends His hands during the day to accept the forgiveness, or to accept the repentance of the one who sins during the night. And He extends His hand during the night to accept the repentance of those who extend their hand, or who sin during the day. He is forgiving and He loves to forgive. And if a person takes a step towards Him, He takes multiple steps towards Him. And if a person comes to Him walking, then He comes to him hastily. And so if a person ever asks you, and they say to you that I feel distant from God, I feel distant from Allah, then simply ask them, which one of you moved? Which one of you moved? أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَغُفُورٌ. Alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala Rasulillah, ala alihi sahbihi wasallam. We say that He is Allah. He is the Rabb of everything. He is the master of everything. He is the beneficent, the most merciful. He is Al-Aleem, He is Al-Sami', He is Al-Qadir. The reason why I like to call Him Allah, even though in English a lot of people they say God, is simply because I believe that the term Allah is what He named Himself. And even the term God becomes restricted to how beautiful the name Allah is. the one who is loved, the one who is the most loved, Allah. There is nothing that any one of us can aspire to be. As I began my khutbah, there is no title that you will ever be able to acquire of husband or wife, mother or father, doctor or president, that is better, that is pure, that is greater, that is more holy than being the slave of such an excellent master. What an excellent master of a miserable slave. You forgot and he forgave. He gave you guidance and you still strayed. You asked for mercy, that he gave. What is it that Allah wants from us? It's very simple. On the Day of Judgment, a person will be brought forth and it will be said to him, if you could ransom everything that is on the earth, would you ransom all of it to save yourself from the hellfire? The man will say, na'am, yes. Then it will be said to him, I asked you for what is much less than that. أَمَرْتُكَ بِمَا هُوَ أَهْوَلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَلَّا تُشْرِكَ بِي شَيْئًا فَأَلَيْتَ إِلَّا تُشْرِكَ. I commanded you with what is much less than that. But you simply do not associate partners with me, that you worship me alone. But you refuse to accept the commission, accept to worship other men. We ask Allah to grant us the ability to love Him. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إليك. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهول به علينا مصائب الدنيا. متعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل فقرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر أخينا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قوموا إلى صلاتكم. الحمد لله.